Day here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Great to have you with us. We are always live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we begin our preview of the AFC, starting with the East, and if anyone can stop the Buffalo Bills. So, Chelsea, I've been telling you about finishing up our bedroom, this small renovation that we're doing. Yesterday, finally finished. We are done. And the final thing we had to do was we have one of those frame TVs, which I've had in the bedroom for a long time. Like, it's older, but it still does the job, right? So we just needed to get a guy to come in and help put all the wires in the wall and finish that up. So about really nice guy recommended to me. Super nice, shows up on time, great. He's upstairs, and I never like to hover over repair people. I'm like, hey, do your thing. Let me know if you need anything. Otherwise, I'm going to stay out of your way. So about midway through, he goes, hey, Michael, can you come up here for a second? I'm like, oh, this isn't good. I go up there. He goes, I just want to make sure that I give you a little tip here. Just an FYI. I was like, okay, sure. He goes, so if you're ever installing an outlet, and first of all, I'm like, I will never install an outlet. like ever. Okay, if I spackle something, win for this guy. I set up lamps yesterday that came in the mail, and I thought I was like a genius. So I was like, okay. He goes, you know, you can do it two ways. You can plug it right in the back, or you can take the white wire and twist it outside of the plug and then screw it in, and that's the way you want to do it. You know, it's safer that way, because I'll tell you something. If you go right in the back over time, because it could be electricity, it could be the movement of the house, it creates this arc, and if you have that arc, all of a sudden, you don't really get the powering, and I'm like, oh my God, my head's already starting to spin. I'm like, wow. But Chelsea, I'm trying. This went on. This was a 15-minute conversation where it turns into, it's like, you know, a lot of times if you have power going into a couple of different circuits, and I'm like, no, I don't. And one is a neutral circuit, and one is a positive. Anyway, this goes on, and I'm I tried. I was kind of walking out of the bedroom. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's a good tip. I appreciate that. He goes, you know, just a little FYI. He's like, no, that's a good tip. He goes, because here's the thing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because here's the we just went through because here's the thing for about 15 minutes. So anyway, I retained about that much of it. Larry did a great job. And then when he left, he said, hey, call me anytime. I was like, yep, sure, Larry. I will do that. Great guy. Got the job done. Bedroom officially finished, but I had to take a small electrician's course to get it done.
See, my neighbor does this to me. And like, look at me. Look at this face. Do you think I'm installing anything in my home? No. It's just some people who are really good at something.
Yeah.
They assume everybody has like a base knowledge of things. And I'm wondering to myself, is this how we sound when we talk about sports or sports betting to other people? Because I remember having this conversation with one of my friends who works in sports when she first started trying to get into sports betting. Because like, she was looking for a job, and she was like, hey, there's a bunch of sports betting jobs. And I was trying to explain like money line prices to her, and she just wasn't catching on.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, minus 120. What does that mean? Plus 110. It's just all of these numbers. So I understand, no matter what line of work you're in, if you're new to it, it's going to sound like Chinese. Unless you speak Chinese.
1,000%. No, it took me forever to figure it out, which sounds weird now. But I know I told you when I first took this job, I was offered a job at NBC, and I was like, no. They were like, what? I was like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I talk about this 10 minutes a week. You want me to do 4 hours a day? I have no idea. They're like, yeah, you'll figure it out. I was like, okay. Whatever you guys say. Eventually, I did. But yeah, initially, it can be when you see all these numbers, whether it's just you, minus money, plus money, and prop bets and all these things, it can be overwhelming.
Oh, for sure. But I do think the best way to learn betting is to actually bet.
True.
You know, that's how I learned, by actually betting on things. Because when I started betting when we lived in Las Vegas, it wasn't for me trying to get a job. It was I was bored and we lived at a casino. So, like, you learn things right as you go. It's like playing any board game. Like, the best way to learn the rules is to actually play. You don't sit there and look at the rules packet for, 3 days. You actually get, some skin in the game. So if you're trying to get your foot in the door with betting, I feel like the best way is to actually bet on things. Like, get some fun money, use $50 or whatever, spread it out over a few bets, and that's the best way to learn.
And you should do it right now because of BetMGM. You can get into the end zone without breaking a sweat. You get a pro football no sweat token, so why not start now? As good a time as any. If you don't win, you still get your stake back in bonus bets. That is a BetMGM. Make it legendary. Okay, Chelsea, here we go. AFC preview time. Let's start in the East. So the Bills, the obvious favorites, massive minus money favorites, minus 325. Patriots plus 550. Dolphins plus 850, and the lowly Jets at the bottom, 18-1. The win total for the Bills at the top of the division set at 12.5. Does anyone have a chance in this division to knock off Buffalo? Because I sure don't see it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm not as high on the Patriots as I think a lot of people are, because I do think it takes a while to turn a corner from a team that's like pretty middling to like that next step. And the Bills, trying to knock off the Bills in the AFC East, that is a big step. So maybe the Patriots are still a season away, at least in my opinion. But for the Bills, it feels like everything that, like, every question I have about the Bills is not going to be answered until at least January, right? Like, it feels like the Bills and Ravens are very similar in the fact that they're regular season juggernauts. We see this every year, it feels like, where the real questions do not come until the postseason and until usually the AFC championship or at least the divisional round. So I don't think there's any bets on the table for the Bills for me. Minus 325, that is way too high for me. And even 12.5, that's a really high win total. For the Bills, a team that I feel like every year they'll lose to, like, some crappy teams along the way. Like, I feel like they lose to, like, the Jaguars when they're not good. So 12.5 is a very high number. Like, is it going to shock me if they win 13 games? No, because, again, they're regular season juggernauts. And they also did some things to try to, shore up some of their problem areas. Adding Joey Bosa was a big addition to the Bills. If he can stay healthy on the defensive line, that is a huge boost. Josh Allen is Josh Allen, though.
Yeah.
I would be very shocked if he puts up anything less than what we would expect from an MVP contender and the reigning MVP of the league.
Yeah, it's just, it's Buffalo and no one else. At some point, the Bills have the talent to win the Super Bowl. There's no question. It's just, can they get over that hump? Which has been the question in Buffalo forever, like for their entire existence. There are very few franchises who have been this close so many times over the years and just can't get there. But they've won 5 straight division titles. Their offense should be as good as it always is. You can make an argument it will be better because they have more experience now at the receiver position. And Josh Allen is Josh Allen, reigning MVP. The key is the defense. Joey Bosa, can he stay healthy? They got a couple guys on that offensive line who are going to be suspended for the first 6 games of the year because of violating the performance-enhancing drug rule in the NFL, so they'll get stronger potentially as the season goes on. But it's going to be, all right, you guys are going to be great, you're going to crush the division, and can you get over the hump in the playoffs? It's just the same song and dance for Buffalo each and every single year. But if they can play great defense, or at least pretty good defense, they can win it all.
Right, and here's the other thing about the AFC East. It feels like there's really only one contender, outside of the Bills, and it does feel like the Patriots. And I feel like even that is a stretch right now. Like, just because I think a lot of this is projecting and saying, okay, there is potential here, but we still need it to be proven to us, or at least to me, if I'm going to take the Patriots. Looking at the Dolphins and the Jets, it's a tough case. It is a tough case to be made for the Dolphins and the Jets. I think maybe the Jets finish above the Dolphins. I am not super high on the Dolphins this year. It feels like they have a lot of culture issues. Like, we've heard this from players who said, like, last year the culture was broken, and Mike McDaniel was like, hey, did you bother to tell me this? Would have been nice information to know. So they've lost so many veterans and guys who led that team, like guys like Calais Campbell, just locker room guys, to where they've lost a lot of their veteran presences. So I think they're going to be, like, an all right team, but I certainly do not see them contending for the division. And I don't even see them making the postseason. At least the Jets, like, have some turnaround to where, you know, you have Justin Fields now. Maybe he gives them a little bit more upside. And I think their defense will be pretty good. So maybe I put the Jets ahead of the Dolphins, but I don't think either one contends for the division.
Yeah, the Jets are going to lose a lot of games, but they're going to be low-scoring games. Like, I'm all about Jets unders this year, if I can find the right number, because they do have a very stout defense. The problem is they're just not going to be able to generate a whole lot of offense, and even the early reports on Justin Fields are that, you know, he's had some moments, but he still can't really throw the ball. It's like, okay, well, that doesn't sound good. If you like the Jets to have the fewest wins in the NFL, they are 9-1. Not the worst odds. Those belong to the Saints, but it's not going to be a good year for the Jets, which is something we've said for, it feels like, a decade. How about the AFC North? Ravens, as we mentioned, the obvious favorites here at -160. Their win total set at 11 and a hook. Then you have the Bengals at +260, Steelers +550, the Browns, barely an NFL team, 33-1. Their win total set at 8 and a hook. So we know it's Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and this is another team very similar to the Bills. Like, can they get over the hump? Certainly, they have won Super Bowls. The difference is they haven't won a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson, and so that's the one thing that, whether it's fair or not, keeps kind of hanging over his head. That really doesn't apply to Josh Allen for a lot of people because Lamar has more weapons around him. But is this the year that Baltimore gets over the hump and they win it all?
Well, the problem is not everybody can win it all, especially when both these teams sit in the AFC. That's the problem. It's not that these guys have terrible seasons, even though, you know, Lamar Jackson has had some not-so-great runs in the postseason. But for the Ravens, it's still another team where I'm like, okay, wake me up in January, and then, like, maybe we'll answer some questions about this team. You do get a shorter price on the Ravens to win the AFC North at -160. But I will say, of any division in all of the NFL, it does feel like no matter how bad the rest of the teams in this division are, like, we normally get good games out of these teams. Like, we'll see the Browns upset, like, one of the top dogs in the division. The Steelers usually play the Ravens closely. I always think of, you know, those games where it was Ben Roethlisberger throwing for, like, 3.1 yards per throw, and somehow they beat the Ravens, you know, in the last game of the season. So maybe the Steelers will be better this year. Of course, everybody is hoping that. That's putting their trust in Aaron Rodgers. The Bengals, the defense still has major questions. Major questions. And Jenks, I don't know if I can fall into the trap again of believing in the Bengals, because I've done it every year. They're the ultimate, like, it feels like volatile team where you see long odds. You're like, oh, Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And they're the only team, it feels like, in the AFC that can take down the Chiefs, even at Arrowhead. But I just don't see it. Do we think Joe Burrow can put up those MVP numbers again? Like, I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback. I am just saying it's going to take a Herculean effort to put up those numbers again. And if the defense is just as bad, we will see the same result that we saw last year, and that's the Bengals not making the playoffs.
Yeah. I sort of feel like, and here's the thing. Sometimes you have to go head versus your heart, right? So in my heart, I'd like to see the Bengals do something. It's always great to see Joey Burrow slinging it around. It's great football. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the world right now. Easily a top three quarterback. However, the Bengals just don't play defense. They haven't invested in their defense. It took forever for Trey Hendrickson to get his deal. And here's the thing. Even last year, with Hendrickson having a career year, this was still a bottom 10 defense. And I try not to take too much stock in what we see in the preseason, but the Bengals were clearly different this year than other teams in the NFL. They wanted to play their starters in the preseason because they've had all of these slow starts, and they thought, okay, we played these guys earlier, we're off and running, we don't have those slow starts any longer. But I have to say, like, their defense still didn't look good. That game against the Commanders, which I saw, I mean, Joe Burrow is being thrown around to the point where, if you're a Bengals fan, you had to say, get him out of there. So even if they start off more quickly than we've seen in previous years, I just don't think they have the defensive horses to hang in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Maybe if they get there, maybe if they're like a wild card team and the defense progresses down the stretch. But I don't know. Like, I'm not picking them to win the division. when we talk about like AFC North bets, because that is most of the regular season. I do think the Ravens win that. Is there an outside chance that the Steelers contend? Because I think that's the wild card in this division. Like, it's usually the Bengals.
Yeah.
I think this year, if you believe in Aaron Rodgers, if you believe in the weapons, obviously DK Metcalf is now there. Arthur Smith is probably going to use a bunch of tight ends. I don't know. I think it's a boom or bust team, but it should be interesting.
It's going to be great. I'll tell you what's going to happen in Pittsburgh. They're going to go 9-8. They're going to just get over the 8 and a hook. Maybe they'll slip into the playoffs, and it's going to be rinse and repeat like it always is under Mike Tomlin. You know? Unless Aaron Rodgers, like, loses his mind. But I still don't. Remember, when he signed with the Steelers, did it move the number at all? No, it did not. So that should tell you something right there. Coming up on the show, before we jump back into the AFC, we'll take a quick dive into my streaming corner and find out what everybody is watching. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.